Sing it one more time. Can't get enough of your presence. Can't get enough of your presence. Can't get enough, say.
Can't get enough of your presence.
When you move, we want more. When you speak, we want more. When you move, we want more. Say when you move, when you move.
We want more. When you speak, we want more. We move, we want more. We want the fullness. When you move, we want more. When you speak, we want more. When you move, we want more. We want the fullness.
Show me a mountain he can't move. Do you believe it tonight? Say,
show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible.
Come on, sing it again, church. Show me.
Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible.
Show me, yeah.
Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he can't find. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible.
Let's declare that bridge one more time. Say, all of my fear will turn into praise. Shake off the stairs. I feel him in the room. A victory dance. I will dance out and break. I will crush. I dare you to dance before the Lord tonight. Say,
all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off the despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance. I will dance out and break. I will crush disappointment and break every chain.
All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off the despair. I sing out your name. A victory dance. I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Say all of my fear, I will turn it to praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name.
Victory dance. I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment, break every chain.
Break every chain tonight.
Yeah, he's right crushing there. Disappointment right now. He's crushing disappointment right now. He's crushing disappointment in the room right now. Time to let it go and lay it down. Time to let it go and lay it down. It's time to let it go and lay it down. It's that disappointment that's been hanging on you. It's time to let it go in his presence, because there's freedom in his presence and there's deliverance in his presence. The healing comes in his presence and he's here to take it from you. So I don't know what it is that you're still hanging on to from 20 years ago. That disappointment that shut you down and put you in the cave for too long. He said, I've come to set you free tonight. He's come to set you free tonight. He's come to set you free tonight. So I just invite you to lay down in your own mind and your own words between you and the Father. Say, Lord, I give you this thing that I've been hanging on to for a really long time. I forgive my uncle, my aunt. I forgive my neighbor, my boss, Father, the thing, my mother, my father. Woo! And I surrender that disappointment to the feet of Jesus now. And we invite you now, Father, to take it and exchange it for your peace, to exchange it for your joy. Mighty exchange happening in the room right now. He's taking it away.
Take it away.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
You take it away.
You're so faithful, Father. 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 this next song, I just encourage you to surrender.
Never will. broken the curse. He has never lost a battle.
Situation. He's never lost a battle. No matter what it looks like, he's never lost a battle. I just feel like somebody needs to remind themselves tonight. He's never lost a battle.
Even now, as I'm telling you this story, I want you to continue to pray and just tune in. It says that Jesus was asleep. And the disciples came and they woke him up and they said, "Do you not care that we're going to die?" And Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith. You of little faith." And Jesus spoke to that storm. He spoke to it. Do you know we can speak to the storm? Do you know we have authority over the wind and over the waves? Do you know that the power of God rests on our lips? The anointing is inside of us and it rests upon us. We can speak to that storm. And Jesus said, "Peace be still." Come on, say that with me. Peace be still. Say it again. Peace be still. Say it one more time. Peace be still. Come on, let's sing that out again. And I want you to declare over your storm tonight. Command those waves. Command that wind with the authority of God. Come on, sing it out.
To the sound of broken the curse. He has never lost a battle.
Tonight, a little bit deeper tonight. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Listen to the sound of power on my lips. Jesus has broken. He has never lost a battle. Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost a battle.
Sing it one more time softly. On it right there. Keep singing it. God's doing something right now.
Jesus has broken the curse.
Something's breaking right now.
He has never lost.
Sing it again.
A battle.
Sing it again.
And who are you, great mountains, that you should not bow low? Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle.
Sing. you, but I feel the glory of the Lord all over this room. The river is flowing tonight. And I'm excited for what God is about to do. So right now, Lord, we just thank you that you're right here with us in this room. God, we thank you for your authority over the wind and the waves. God, we thank you for bringing the river of God tonight. Let the river of life flow, God. Let your streams of living water flow tonight. Father, we're thirsty for you. Move tonight, God. Speak to our hearts. Break chains, God. Heal souls tonight. Come and do whatever you want to, Father. We welcome you. We give you complete freedom and reign in this place tonight, Holy Spirit. And everybody say, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Tonight is night number 4 of Impact Revival. If you've been blessed tonight, would you just say amen? Amen. We've been getting blessed every single service, and I believe that God has something special for us tonight. So I want to welcome you. I'm so glad to see all of our visiting ministers again. Thank you. Wherever you're from tonight, we're glad that you're here. Those of you tuning in, thank you for joining us. And we have a quick video announcement that we want to show you right now.
Hey, Carpenter Shop ladies, I cannot wait to be with you on Saturday morning, February the 10th. We're going to have an amazing time together. Girl, get up. That's the message that I am going to be bringing to you. I cannot wait to see each of you. Invite someone that you know needs to be inspired for our time together. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Ciao, y'all. Ciao. Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody tonight. Many, many years ago, I was, doing some ministry with pastors and investing in the lives of people, doing breakfast and things like that. And somehow another name came up, and I said, yeah, I'm kind of excited about meeting this new guy. I've got an appointment set up with him. I said, what is his name? I said, Phil Dowdy. And the guy looked at me, he said, Phil Dowdy? I said, yeah. He said, man, you need to stay away from him. I said, stay away from him? He said, yeah, just stay away from him. He started calling out names of who some of his friends were and apostolic leaders across the nations. And I said, well, it sounds like somebody I'd like to really like to get to know. He said, do what you want to, but I'd stay away from him, okay? Phil, I'm glad I stayed away from you, man. I'm glad. Yeah, you have been a treasured friend to me. And I'll tell you, Michael W. Smith wrote a song many, many years ago. It's an old song. I'm 62, so. Friends are friends forever. Come on, y'all. If the Lord's the Lord of them, and a friend will not say never. Come on, a friend will go with you for how long? Forever. Forever. And I have discovered that God has allowed me to meet so many people. And I never take any relationship lightly, because God has something more in store. And so, you know, I wish I could stand here tonight and say, you know, I just met Matt Harrell and I just love him to death. But you know why I love Matt? Because I love Phil. Come on, y'all, let's be honest, okay? I love Matt, so I love Phil, so I love Matt. And then I began to get to know Matt Harrell, okay? And I love your heart, man. I just love your heart. And I love what God's doing in your life, because, guys, how many of y'all have heard of a well-known evangelist named Billy Graham? Anybody heard of a well-known evangelist named Billy? Sure you have. God has uniquely positioned this young man to out of North Carolina. He could have chosen anyone. And Matthew Harrell has been blessed to work for the Billy Graham organization for the last several months. Tomorrow he gets on a plane and flies to the lower parts, near the border problems, y'all. He's flying down there tomorrow. And he's been back and forth and back and forth. And how many of you went to the Edenton outreach of Billy Graham Crusade? Come on, many of you went out there among the thousands and sat. Matthew Harrell was involved in that on the front lines. So God has given him unique posture. And I always appreciate, some of you have asked me, well, hey, what's what's Monday night kind of going to be like? And I said, well, Matt, you need, just need to sit under Matt Harrell, because he's pointed in this, in the gifts of the Spirit. And with precision, he walks with the blessings of God and the grace of God, the charismata. And he brings a good word. Amen? And so we're here tonight to receive the word of God. And I just want to pray for him as he comes. Father, in Jesus' name, mighty and strong, Lord, we just come to you tonight, thanking you for divine relationships. I thank you for the day that I met for the first time Phil Dowdy. Because God, you have enriched my life, and you've enriched Joy's life, and we have become friends with some of your kingdom generals. I thank you for the apostolic ministry upon his life to raise up people, to be a father to many, and the wisdom that they release from their lips and their hearts so many times. Lord, I bless them. I thank you for Rachel, Lord, the gift of God that she is to the body of Christ. And Lord, I bless their family in Jesus' name. Use them tonight as they minister to us, and we give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Would you welcome Matthew Harrell to this pulpit? Would you do that? I think I'd like you even if I didn't meet Phil, okay?
All right. Oh, my goodness. Could we give it up for Pastor Wallace tonight? Isn't he amazing? Just leading this house and the work that God is doing in this ministry, it is evident. Somebody say evident. It is evident the impact that this church is having on this community. And so, and I know that the years that you've been pastoring here, earlier before service, I was asking a few questions just in how long the church has been here and just a little bit of history and how long he's been pastoring here. And my brother, your faithfulness is amazing. I think you said 33 years? 32 years. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. For just being faithful. For sticking with it, for continuing to pray, for continuing to bring people into the, come on, give it up for him, Eve, for continuing to bring people into the kingdom, to love this community, to expand the gospel, to be consistent through storms, through mountaintops, through valleys. 32 years you've been plowing this ground. Your faithfulness is going to be greatly rewarded. It is being rewarded. Khalid, Matthew, y'all feel free to come on back up. I'm going to flow tonight. Is that okay? I just feel like there's a river in the room, and I don't feel like I'm supposed to talk at you. I feel like God just wants to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's a difference. We all know the difference when we're being talked at, you know, in the sense of, but I feel like God wants to do something in the room tonight. And there's even an expectation. And for y'all to come out on a Monday night, let me tell y'all, y'all are the real deal. Because I know that there's work, you know, all those, everybody getting up early, or maybe you were up early today, and so, and now, and I will be a respecter of time. I know the heart can absorb what the seat can endure, so I want to just be conscious. But all of us came out tonight not because we wanted to hear a motivation speech. I hope that's not why you came tonight. Because you wanted to hear a motivation speech, or something that was just going to, you know, tickle your ear. Whenever we gather, it's because we desire to come face to face. That's our heart posture. It's not about a performance. Worship isn't a performance. Is it okay if I'm wondering, is it okay if I come? Okay. And so worship isn't a performance. When we assemble together, if we can just touch the hem of his garment, everything changes. The virtue that can flow from heaven. If somebody walked in here tonight, whether it be a sickness, a pain, a disease, he can heal it in one moment. Do you believe that tonight? And I know that over this past weekend, God's been doing something amazing. From Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Y'all have been going for it. And I know the glory of God has been moving in this room. And there's probably already, I know there's already testimonies of some of the work that God has done and some of the words and impartation that he's released in this house. And tonight, as we've assembled together tonight in this final night of the conference, I'm just saying, God, let the cup overflow. You've been filling it, but God, just let it overflow. Let it just pour out. Let it just pour out of our hearts tonight. And Pastor, I got to tell you the prophetic picture that I saw, and I was thinking about it as I was sitting here a few moments ago, and you graciously took me back into the office and showed me around a little bit and just asked me if I needed just a moment, I borrowed an office for just a couple minutes and just to sit there, and I saw this picture of an exchange between a shovel in a wheelbarrow, in that you've been moving earth. This church has been moving earth, but he's about to exchange it with a wheelbarrow. Even the work that it took, like he's about to do a significant exchange in this house, and there's going to be even ease to the movement of the earth that he's going to do through this ministry, and you're going to see things accelerated. Somebody say accelerate. You're going to see things accelerated, and it's not going to be with the same labor of the former season. It's going to be through a new grace, a new river, even as it was being sung in this house tonight, a new river that's just going to flow through this. How many of y'all want the river of God just to flow through this house? And when people step into that place and they can go ankle deep, they can go waist deep, or they can choose to go all the way in. They can choose to jump in both feet. And I believe that this is a company of people, that this house has said that you are welcoming the river of God to rise as high as it can rise. And you're willing to get into that river and just swim in his glory, into that place of his presence where the chains are broken, where people are healed and restored. And maybe you're sitting there tonight and you are still contemplating something. You can come down just a little bit for me. Maybe there's some things that are on your heart, and I do want to unpack some things for you tonight that will maybe give you some strategy, some things that you might already know, and that I want to share with you something that actually just happened this afternoon that I believe is just going to be transformational for you. I apologize to my person who's on ProPresenter that I gave a couple scripture reference, but the Holy Spirit's just... So I'm going to take you to Isaiah 61, if you can go there for me. And this particular passage of scripture is pretty familiar in the body of Christ. Isaiah, one of the major prophets of the Old Testament, and Jesus coming into the temple and opening the scroll and beginning to read of this passage, part of his announcement on the earth. And it reads in Isaiah 61, beginning at verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news." Somebody say good news. Good news to the afflicted. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And that's where Jesus stopped reading. The religious didn't like that too much. He stopped there and he closed the scroll. And I want to tell you tonight that Jesus has commissioned each one of us with this same mandate. The Isaiah 61 mandate, that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. Put your hand on your heart. It's upon you. to bring good news. Somebody say good news. The gospel is good news. To bind up the brokenhearted, to bring healing to those in pain. And he said to bring freedom to the captives and the prisoners, freedom. You know, there's a difference between prisoners and captives. Prisoners are in prison because they did something wrong. They made a wrong choice. They made a bad decision. They didn't have their best day. They did something, and therefore their sentence was they were imprisoned from that choice. But captives were taken into captivity, not on their own accord. It was from the choices of others. And sometimes our heart feels either like a prisoner of choices we've made, or sometimes we feel captive to the choices somebody else made. And we live with that, with those things on our life. But Jesus proclaimed that we can have freedom. Somebody say freedom. Even as the team began to sing and prophesy the song of the Lord, I was thinking to myself, I don't need to say anything. They're already singing it. They're already releasing it in the house. That the Spirit of God is here. It's in this house. There's no question. God is moving in this place. He's been moving here all weekend. But my question that I want to propose to you tonight, with everything that he's imparted into us, what are we going to do with what he's given us? Do we keep it within the walls of the church, or do we begin to step outside these walls with such faith and expectation that the very same moments that happen right here can happen out there? That the very same glory that shows up in this room can show up in that grocery store or in that coffee place or in that restaurant. That it's not limited to brick or mortar. It's not succumbed to carpet or sheetrock. But wherever we walk, the glory of God can be expanded on the earth. And he's commissioned us to bring the kingdom to earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. We are all on assignment. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking to you. We are all on assignment. None of us are excluded from the commission. It doesn't matter to me if you're a vocational minister, pastor, leader. Every single one of us in this room, God is pushing us forward to expand the good news. Because there are people that are brokenhearted. There are people that are captive. There are people that are imprisoned. Naturally, spiritually. And when we talk about that Jesus can heal, we can take it into the territory. Not only can he heal us physically, yes, he heals. He can heal cancer. He can heal disease. He can heal a pain in our back. There's nothing that the power of Jesus can't heal. And if you need healing tonight, I'm believing right now that you're going to receive healing tonight. But we can also know that the healing that we can receive can also be healing in our soul. From trauma, from wounds from this life, from things that came our way, from choices that we made. Let me tell you, you are not identified by your worst day. That's not how God sees you. But so many of us, we can hold on to things and carry it with us for years. And as they were singing earlier about beginning to let these things go, I just feel tonight that we're going to walk out of this room and we're not going to carry some of the same things that we carried into this room. But I'm going to ask one of the team members of this house, if you could, you've probably never been asked this question before, but can I just get one person anywhere in the church, can you go grab me a bag of trash? Just pull it out of a trash can, I'm serious, like a bag of trash. It doesn't matter if it's in the entry area, just grab me a bag of trash, because I'm going to tell you something in just a moment. You've probably never been asked for a bag of trash to be brought to the platform as a prop, but tonight we're doing it. Is that okay? But all of us in this room, we've gone through life and we've experienced things. We've experienced awesome. Thank you, my friend. And by the way, the Spirit of God is upon you. And there's a song and there's a sound that's within you. There's an anointing that he's placed on your life. And there's an expansion that's coming over you. And I just hear the Lord say, he is about to break off some things. Even some disappointments from former seasons. The Spirit of God is coming to you tonight, my friend, to remind you of who you are. That there's authority in you. That God has placed his anointing on you. You're going to break chains that the enemy tried to wrap around you. There was moments where you thought, could I really do this? Could I even step into this? But the Lord's coming to you tonight and says, son, not only are you stepping into it, but you're going to move forward and you're going to free others. You're going to be a conduit of freedom, of joy, of hope. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So Father, I break every assignment. I shatter and destroy every work that the enemy would try to bring. Father, I say there is no condemnation in Christ. And Father, I thank you that your Son is walking forward in a new day, in a new light, in a new anointing, in a new grace. And I thank you for expansion, even in those, Father, around that's been placed about him, God. Father, that there's going to be an overflow of the oil, an overflow of the song, an overflow coming out of this vessel and in this house. And we speak strength over my brother tonight. You're so good, God, and you love him so much. You love him so much. And we just release grace. What's that? You want to say it? Sure.
Absolutely. You'll release the new sound for the new season. You release the new sound in the new season. You were created with a sound. You were born with a sound. Don't be afraid of what you feel, 'cause you were born with it. You were born with it. You were born for such a time. You were born for such a time. So, Father, we release next level into what he hears in the prophetic in his room at night. Lord, I thank you for where you're bringing him to. Father, I thank you for the sounds and the books and the poetry and the music to be released through his body, his mind, his soul, and his spirit. Father, I thank you that you have created him for such a time as this, to release the sound that he was born with and to not be afraid of what he hears or what he sees, but to release it at the sound of the Father, because he has a plan with the sound that he gives you. And I bless him in everything he is called to. Shut every door, Father, that is not of you, and open doors that are supposed to be in his life, in Jesus' name.
I told you, tonight, we're just going to flow. What's that? Oh, my wife worries about my pocket because it sticks out every now and then. She points it out to me. He was just being willing to bring up a bag of trash. But, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit just wants to hit us right in our moment of serving and just blessing, and we want to bless somebody else. But that's just what he does. And I think that we should have that expectation that God can just show up at any moment. Because he hit me this afternoon when I was taking some trash to the dump, and the tears just began to flow as I was sitting behind the steering wheel in that moment that I had. And I'm telling you that if we look for him, he's there. If we just posture our hearts in expectation, he shows up. if we're willing to have the conversation with our neighbor, see, if God's empowered us and equipped us to have conversation, it's the Holy Spirit's responsibility of conversion. When we have conversation, the Holy Spirit will move upon people's hearts. He's the one that softens hearts. He's the one that pours in. And I just want to speak, I felt like as I was saying, I want to speak real quick, just, and I'm going to touch on this and go, of the difference between conviction and condemnation. Because condemnation will speak to your identity, and it will try to tell you, you are bad. Based off a choice that you made or something like, it tries to diminish your identity and who you are. But conviction from the Lord, it tells you, you are better than that. That's not who you are. That's not who I called you to be. That's not part of your future. The Father is pushing us forward by His grace and His love. And I'm telling you, church, He is not mad at you. He is not full of anger and wrath. The vengeance that He has is against the adversary of your soul who's been trying to mess with you, tease you, torment you, intimidate you. That is the vengeance of our God. He is infuriated and He is coming after the works of darkness in this city with vengeance. And guess who He's going to work through? He's going to work through us. Because God moves in a city through people that are willing to say yes. It's not complicated. It's not complex. Religion is complicated. Jesus is simple. Religion is very complicated. Oh, the more I do, the more He loves me. The more I perform, the more favor I have. I hope I'm not stepping on somebody's toes tonight. But Jesus is simple. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. That sounds like somebody that we can walk alongside, and He begins to teach us His ways. And that yoke, if you're familiar with what yokes are, is they would use to yoke an older oxen to a younger oxen, and they would be duly yoked together, and that older oxen would be yoked to the younger one, and the older one knew the pace and would be walking through that field, but the younger one with all its energy and everything would be trying to pull this way and that way, and the older oxen would just be looking it over and saying, just keep in step with me, just keep walking forward with me, just take another step with me. And I believe that when we are yoked to Him, that we learn a pace of grace that doesn't wear us out, that doesn't beat us down, but we're stepping in rhythm with Him, step after step, we're following His footsteps. It is not arduous, it's not overbearing, because guess who's doing the heavy work? It's not the younger oxen, it's the one we can say, look what we're doing, Father. We're pulling this right through the field. And He goes, that's right, son, we're doing this. And He loves to give you the credit. He loves to celebrate you when He breathed life into Adam. That very first breath. God didn't create Adam and Eve and all of humanity because He has an ego issue and He needs somebody to tell Him how good He is. Because He's insecure and unsure of who He is. No, God formed us out of the dust of the earth because He wanted to lavish His love on us. And he wanted to pour into us his goodness. And we return, our worship is a direct response of what we're receiving from heaven. Our very song is the same breath that he's given us. We're returning what he has given us when we pour out a praise. When we pour out a song. Many times, though, we can get distracted from words that people might have said in years past, whether that been through your childhood, whether that been through a family member, a relative, perhaps a teacher, somebody in our life, maybe they spoke something over us that we let into our hearts and it rested there, and it became our identity. What is a identity, Matt? It's something that we're holding on to about ourselves that isn't true. And we've made that our identity. But in fact, it's a lie. If somebody spoke something over you that wasn't God's plan or heaven's best, and they were acting out of humanity, not speaking the words of Jesus. If they were acting out of that place in their heart that wasn't healed. If it was a father that wasn't being kind. God wants to heal some father wounds tonight. You might be sitting here going, there's some things that I need just to be healed in my heart from this. You know, in church we can come together. Demons cannot be counseled. They have to be casted out. Okay? And there is no negotiation. It's, you flip on a light switch, and if we turn all the other lights on in this room, they would go over and they would grab the light switch, flip it up, lights would come on. They wouldn't have to stand there for 10 minutes negotiating with it. As long as that switch was connected to the power source. Hear me now. Because it's not in our own strength. The disciples were all excited. Even the demons, he's like, oh, wait, hold on. Celebrate this. But when we're connected to the power source, anything can happen. Demons can't be counseled. Trauma can't be casted out. Trauma needs to be healed. And wounds of our soul, he can heal that just as he can heal a broken arm. He can mend our hearts just as he can mend our flesh. That's who he is. His power is not limited. And there's times when we do walk through things that are heavy or that are burdensome, and I don't want to make light of anybody's situation or what you've walked through. But God has given us all authority. Somebody say authority. And one of those realms of authority is when we walk into an atmosphere, even as he was sharing earlier about speaking to the winds and the waves. God's given you authority in this atmosphere, in this region. He hasn't placed your feet here on accident. There's purpose of why he's placed you here, in this place, in this timing, why you were born in these years and why we are here right now. It was on purpose, for purpose, with purpose that he's placed you here right now. But sometimes believers don't operate and the authority that God has delegated to them. Sometimes sitting on it, sitting back on it, waiting for somebody else to do it. Well, I'm sure Pastor Wallace can handle it. The Spirit of God is on him. He's anointed. He knows everybody in the community and all the other counties surrounding the community. I'm sure if there's a change that needs to take place in somebody's heart, Pastor Wallace will eventually run into them in the drive-thru, or in the restaurant, or at the gas. So I'm going to leave that up to Pastor Wallace. No! He's commissioned all of us with the authority to expand the kingdom in this region. He's placed your feet here with purpose. Don't waste the grace. Don't sit on our hands. We're not called to be sitting on the premises waiting on the promises. Just standing around waiting for something to happen. I'm telling you, when we really catch this of who God's called us to be, oh, it is game on. It is game on. Darkness doesn't stand a chance. Bondage doesn't stand a chance. Addiction doesn't stand a chance. When there's a company of people that know who they are and they're walking in their true identity. See, Satan in the garden, the first thing that he challenged with Eve and then Adam in the garden, he wasn't trying to get them to sin and to go do something. He just tried to get them to question their identity, because Satan asked Eve, he said, if you taste of this, then you will be like. But the thing is, when God created them, he created man in his likeness already. And so what the Satan was trying to do is get them to disbelieve who they already were and get them insecure in their identity, so they start behaving in something that they're not. And that's what he still tries to do today, where he tries to play with our minds and our emotions. Oh, you can't do that. God won't show up, but you have to try this and that. And so, but I'm telling you today, church, that when you step out in faith, God will show up. When you talk to your neighbor, God will make a difference and an impact in their life. All it takes is a yes. Somebody say yes. All it takes is our yes. It can be something simple. But so many times we receive things, even careless words or criticism or a tone or a text. And I was going through this passage the other day, and I want to read you this scripture. If you can put it on Proverbs 26:2. Proverbs 26:2 says, like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, so a curse without cause does not alight. In this translation here, it says, like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. Do you hear that language? So I was digging into that in this translation that I was reading. It was New American Standard. And I was looking at the word alight, because this language, as was written, was talking about birds. And I was like, what in the world does birds have to do with curses? And, you know, like, and this word alight means to descend from the atmosphere to find a place to land, to settle upon. So in Proverbs, we see a curse without a cause does not find a place to land. We've given the enemy way too much credit. I'm going to go there for just a second. And we've been intimidated for far too long from a shouting Goliath, when God has a room full of Davids. And so a room full of worshipers that know how to fling a stone into the atmosphere and take giants down. But we take the teasing and the taunting of a Goliath in a community, and sometimes we like to go back within our four walls and say, God, do something about it. When he's saying, you know what? I placed you on the earth. There is no plan B. You are the ones that I've set in this place to make a difference in this metron and in this region. And it doesn't matter what somebody else says, even if somebody criticizes you. Let's get into deep, dark territory. If you come in contact with a practicing Wiccan witch in that territory, and you said, "Oh, Pastor, they were speaking curses over us." Really? Well, I just read that a curse without a cause has no place to land. So that means that the enemy of your soul, the enemy of my soul, they can speak some things, but it doesn't have the authority over your life. But too many times we as believers, we just open our hearts and we give those words a place to settle. We give those ill-spoken words a place to land, and then we take that upon us as our identity and we start living in it. We just give those words a place to settle, and then we keep them with us for years. And now they're sitting on the perch of our heart, squawking at us each and every day. Don't look at me like a calf staring at a new gate. When the enemy of our soul tries to speak things to discourage us, it's because he knows that if we knew who we are on this earth, in this time, with this empowerment of the Holy Spirit that's within us, that anything is possible. We sing the songs. Show me one thing you can't do. Show me a mountain you can't move. We sing the songs. Anything. Somebody say anything. Anything is possible with Jesus. And now you want to know what the good news is about giving your yes? As we step outside the walls and we take what's been imparted and what's been deposited over these past 4 days, is that when Jesus got ready to ascend, he tells the disciples to go and wait. They had the wonderful opportunity of spending 3 years with him on the road in ministry, seeing the blind eyes open, seeing the deaf ears open, seeing Lazarus raised from the dead. They got to witness him speak to the winds and the waves. They knew the power of Jesus. But their experience and their knowledge wasn't enough. Everything that they knew wasn't enough. Everything that they experienced wasn't enough. He said, "I want you to go and wait." Everybody say, "Wait." Because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to endue you with power. Because what you're going to do is not going to be in your own strength. It's going to be with the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. So guess what, church? You don't have to do this, and I don't have to do this in our own strength, in our own capability, in our own understanding. We can take steps of faith knowing that it's by his power that change happens in a community. It's by his power that lives are transformed. It's by his power that hearts are healed. It's by his power the demons flee. It's by his power. It's not us. It's by his power. And when we understand that the Holy Spirit is right here with us right now, that hearts can be free, that lives can be changed, chains can be broken, not because of what Matt can do, but because of his power, because of who he is. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, and he's anointed you to bring good news to this region, to your family. Oh, yeah, even that one that you don't get along with. To your coworkers. Oh, yeah, even that one that's out to get you. He's called us to bring good news. To bring his kingdom on the earth, to show others how good he is. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. So, Matt, why is there a bag of trash sitting on Pastor Wallace's platform? Great question. I'm glad you asked. This afternoon, I was trying to get a bunch of stuff done because, as Pastor Wallace shared earlier, tomorrow morning, I'm heading down to the border. It's a joy to serve in addition to pastoring in Elizabeth City. Over the years, many years, I've had a hand in helping organize large gatherings and like things on the DC Mall and Philadelphia, all that kind of stuff. And when Franklin wanted to do the gathering in Edenton, that conversation just happened, and I said, absolutely, I'll help however I can. And then post that Tidewater tour, it was put on Franklin's heart to do what's called the God Loves You Frontera Tour. It's going to be 10 cities starting in Brownsville, Texas, going all the way along the southern border into Chula Vista, California. And it starts February the 24th, and we are seeing thousands and thousands of hearts come and step into the love of Jesus and lives transform. Already, and the event hasn't even happened yet, but people are getting saved. That is cool. That is cool. And so tomorrow morning at 5, I'm jumping on the plane to hop back down there. We have a meeting tomorrow night. And so today was, you know, an extra busy day. Because whenever you're getting ready to, you know, like you got to get stuff done. I mean, y'all know. And today's Monday, too. Okay, you're in church on a Monday. Give yourselves a hand. I'm just like, praise God. I mean, like you're... But I was running all around this morning and this afternoon. I make a little checklist on my phone and my notes, and I'm just trying to get stuff done as quick as I can, and because I know I want to make sure everything's handled and that I'm operating, taking care of the things that need to be taken care of. And very unexpectedly, I on my checklist, I knew that one of my stops, I needed to go to one of the little trash places. Do y'all have those in this county too, where you can just take your trash? Okay. And so I pull in, and I've got a couple bags of trash and a pizza box in the back, and I start unloading the trash into the dumpsters, and I put the pizza box in the cardboard, not in the cardboard one. You're supposed to put that one in the real one. I put the other cardboard one in the cardboard one. Does anybody else get tense about that when you're there? Because I want to make sure I'm doing it right. I don't want that person coming out of that little booth going, no, that one's supposed to be in there. Or is that just me? I said, maybe I need prayer on this. I mean, like, just, but I'm just like, does this box go here? Does it go there? I just want to do things right. But, you know, like, I don't want, you know, don't yell, don't write down my license plate number. I'm trying. But, so I'm putting things where they're supposed to be, and I'm tossing a bag in the trash, and this older lady... I wasn't like really, really old, and I don't want to define old. I'm not trying to insult anybody in the sense, but there was a lady that she was up in years, and she's getting out, and she's putting just a couple little things in the trash, and I'm tossing a bag in. Then I see her, she grabs a bag of trash out of her back seat. It was a little bigger than this. It was just a white bag of trash. And she's standing there on the other side, and if this is the dumpster right here, she's standing there on that side, and I'm on this side of it. And I see her go like this, and it just kind of hits the side of the dumpster. And I think to myself, is she having trouble with that? And I see her again. And it hits the side of the dumpster. Now I just see some frustration on her face. And I say, ma'am, can I help you with that? And as I'm saying that, I'm just walking around. I say, and so, my friend, come here. And I know you can hold this bag just fine. And she's holding that bag of trash, and I come around the corner. And she's looking at me. And I'm looking at her eyes, and I can tell that that she was trying. She wanted to toss the trash in the dumpster. She wanted to let it go. She wanted to get rid of it. But in her own strength, she just wasn't able to get it up and over. So I just reach out and I take it out of her hands. Thank you. You can just, I take it out of her hands. And the sigh of relief, she says, "Sir, that bag weighed as much as me." And I'm holding the bag as I'm tossing it, thinking this bag weighs about 2 pounds. And I just toss it in. And she looks at me and she's like, "I wish I could have done that like that." She's like, her direct words to me, "That bag weighs as much as me," was her mental thought, like how heavy it was to her. But to me, it only felt like it weighed 1 pound. And I took it out of her hands and I tossed it in the dumpster for her. And she looked at me and she just thanked me. And then we went on our way. And then I sat down in the vehicle. And the Holy Spirit showed me this picture. How many times people are carrying things that they feel weigh is just as much as them. And they're sitting in a chair that they don't think can even hold all everything that's going on in their heart or in their soul. They're walking through doors where all of that too is trying to come in with it. And they're holding these things and they're just looking for somebody to come along and say, "Can I just take that out of your hand? I know somebody that can just take that out of your hand and it can be tossed in the trash and you don't have to carry that anymore. You don't have to, you don't even have to do it in your own strength. Let me help you with that." And that's what he's saying to us tonight. That what you've carried for years or what you've held on to or what you've even tried to do in your own strength, that you can reach out and you can reach up and you can say, "I just need you to take this from me. It has felt so heavy and it's been so hard and I've tried several times on my own. I've come to this place, but tonight I just want to let this out of my hands and I want it to go. I don't want to get this back in the vehicle with me. I'm not taking this home with me. It's not going back to my residence. It's not going back to my home. This was something that was supposed to be discarded. God never intended me to live with this pain. God never intended me to live with this hurt. God never intended for me to live with this rejection. God never intended for me to live with this lie. God never intended for me to live with this sickness. God never intended for me to live with this oppression. God never intended for you." And we're a company of people that we can come alongside and we can say, "You know what? Let's help with that. You don't have to carry that anymore. You don't have to walk with that anymore. You don't have to live with that anymore. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. Because he's anointed you to bring good news to this city, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, to set the captives free, to set the prisoners free. Those that have been carrying around things that they would describe as heavy as they are. Oh, you remember the moment that Jesus took that burden off your heart too. You do. You remember the moment he healed that in your life. We get to be conduits of his goodness. Team, I want y'all to come back up. Rachel, y'all, Brayson, everybody. As they're coming, young lady right here on the end, the hand of God's been on you all night long. And tonight, the Lord wants to affirm to you his love for you, but also the prayers of direction and ordering of steps. I hear the Lord say that he's making the path clear. And as you delight yourself in the Lord, he's going to give you the desires of your heart and the things that you've been worried about, the things that have been weighing on you and those things, well, how is this going to happen? The Lord wants to affirm to you tonight that he's going to take care of the details. He's going to take care of the details. And you don't have to overthink it. You don't have to over worry about it. He is a good father. He's going to take care of all the details of the things, and the doors that need to open will open. So the doors that he wants to open before you is not not even going to be done in your own strength or in your own push. He's going to open that door. So, Father, tonight, I just release a blessing over your daughter tonight to walk forward in a new season, to know that you are for her, you're not against her, that the hand of the Lord is upon her, but that your grace is for her. And so, Father, I just ask tonight, Lord, that you would swing wide those gates. Yeah, swing wide those gates, Father, that you would make the path clear. Your word is a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're shining on her path tonight. She has nothing to be worried about, nothing to be confused about, nothing to fear, and nothing to be... you are for her tonight, and I just declare that in Jesus' name. Come on, stand up on your feet with me. Let's just... I just feel like God wants to do a few things. Is this okay, Pastor Wallace? Are we... I just... Okay, all right, so... Because there's some more that he wants to release in the house. I'm going to turn the team loose. Just let them flow in worship and everything too. So posture your hearts just to receive. But tonight, I just believe that if you felt captive or you felt prisoner, I don't care if it was something simple that somebody said. But if something's been weighing on your heart, I want you to come on down. Come on down. If something's been weighing on your heart, on your mind, I want you just to make a way. Just step forward. If something's been just circulating, that's it. God's going to break some things off tonight, and you're going to run out of this place with a new joy, a new peace. Yeah. The Spirit of God is upon you. Ministry team of this house, feel free. Come on board. And so you know who you are, and we're just going to pray and believe. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yeah. You're not going to walk out here and take that thing home tonight. Oh, it's been intimidating you for far too long. That Goliath is going down tonight with a sound of worship, a sound of praise, a sound of adoration. You don't even have to worry how it's going to be done, because God just says it's going to be done by His love. It's going to be done by His goodness. He's just going to wash over you tonight, and you can just let go. So if you're up here, just go ahead and lift your hands. Just go ahead and lift your hands. Just say, Father, I just let it go to you tonight. I just let it go. Whatever it is, so Father, we just release... Lord, your mercy, your grace, let virtue flow from heaven tonight. Father, I thank you for your daughter tonight, and I just proclaim liberty, 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 liberty. Father, I just thank you for the goodness of God. We just release. Go ahead, Asha. Go, pray, pray.
Breathe.
much better your way. It's so much better your way. It's so much better your way.
Cause I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus.
Over fear and all anxiety, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your
fear and all anxiety
to every soul,
to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. We declare, shouting,
shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Come on, sing it again. Shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the street. Jesus in the darkness.
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Before we finish tonight, I want to give you one last thing as some strategy. Somebody sat down with me not that long ago and they were asking me, Matt, how do you bring down a principality in a region? I was like, wow, that's a great question. Now, how do you bring down a principle governing, operating thought that people are living in a certain area or territory? And they were being very serious. They wanted to know strategy. How do you break that thing down? Because many times we go warring and we have to like muster up, okay, we're gonna go after this thing. But here's the strategy I told him, and I want to give this to you. This is key. I said, you know what? I don't go after the principality. I go after the person that the principality might be operating in, the mindset that they're living in. And if I can disconnect them, if I can bring freedom from whatever that was operating in their life, maybe they just were operating in a sense of poverty, like they were always going to struggle, and that was the mindset of the area. And that's what they were feeling, that I was always going to be, and it was the principal governing thing, that this is always going to be this way, it's always been this way, it's always going to happen this way. But if we can come heart to heart with somebody, and we can free them, go after the person, and say, listen, God's going to do something unique in you, and no longer do you have to think that way, be aligned with that thing, and we can disconnect from that operating system in a territory, then what happens is, one by one, the pillars that this principality has been resting on gets dismantled, because now it has nothing to operate in a certain city, because all of its support structure has been pulled out from underneath of it. It has no more authority in a region. So, Carpenter Shop, I want to tell you, go after the people. Go after their hearts. Go after it with fury and with the vengeance of God. You're not going with your anger. You're going saying, I'm coming, and the enemy is going to flee at the sound of your voice. As soon as you speak, things are going to change. When you speak his name, everything changes. When the Holy Spirit comes, everything changes. And one by one, you have another conversation. Another heart is freed. Another life is transformed. Another heart is healed. Another soul is set free. One by one, you change a community. Walk forward. Everything that's been poured out this weekend, I know that there's been rich deposits in this house. So many amazing truths that God has said. And it's not about the information that we hear. It's about what we act upon. Yes. What we get out and do. How we live what we've been told. How we walk in. Don't talk about it. Let's begin to walk about it. Let's begin to walk it out in everywhere that we go. And if we see somebody that's standing there at a trash place, and you say, this is an opportunity to show the goodness of God, and if I can just lift off a burden off their heart today, then that's what you're there to do. Amen.
Come on, praise the Lord. Have you been blessed tonight? God is so good, amen? He's so worthy. I'm amazed by how every service has been marked by a different anointing. And tonight we got to flow in the river. Thank you, Pastor Matt. Tonight we got to flow in the river. And I really loved how you encouraged us not just to stay there, but to carry it with us and to do something with what God is doing in us. Are you prepared to do that? Are you prepared tomorrow when you go to work to carry this anointing that you've received here with you and to bless somebody? Can you say amen? We want to give you an opportunity to sow into what God is doing. If you have been blessed tonight, if you've been sowed into this weekend, we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the kingdom. And so we're going to receive an offering. You can give using the QR code behind me. If you're watching online, just click the link in the comment section or in the description box. If you're giving by cash or check, you can drop your offering in the buckets. Worship team, would you just continue to lead us, continue to flow? Because when we give, we're worshiping. We're worshiping with our giving. So we invite you to come forward at this time and give to the Lord. Come on, sow into the kingdom.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Come on, sing it again. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like the fire.
Your name is power.
It's your name.
Sing it out one more time, all together.
Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like fire.
Would you just stretch your hands toward Pastor Matt? Toward Pastor Matt and the team, would you just stretch your hands toward them? We want to pray for them and bless them. Father, we thank you for Forerunner Fellowship. God, we thank you for Pastor Matt. We thank you for Pastor Phil, Lord. We thank you for their families. We thank you for this team that has blessed us in song tonight. And God, we ask that you would increase their ministry. Would you increase the blessing over them, Lord? We ask that you would return to them a hundredfold, God, what they've sown. And Lord, we bless them, Lord, in their coming and in their going, God. We speak your protection over their lives, and we thank you for the influence, Lord, as you take them, Lord, to the border tomorrow. Lord, as they minister with the Billy Graham Association. Father, we thank you for souls that are being won. We thank you for people that are being saved and healed and delivered. And we believe, God, we expect you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And Lord, we thank you for all that have attended the revival this weekend. God, we thank you for the ways that you've moved in us, that you've changed us and transformed us. And we ask that you would help us to walk those things out and to bless others wherever we go. Lord, we bless every family represented here in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a part of Impact Revival. God bless you as you go. Praise the Lord.